You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, June 27th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 40%. That's how much Brent crude oil futures are up so far this year. That global oil benchmark indicates how much oil has risen amid a tightening supply. And this Thursday, a meeting of the oil-producing countries that make up OPEC could give us an update about future oil production. Back in May, OPEC and its allies, known as OPEC Plus, underproduced by about 2.6 million barrels a day. That's according to an analysis from S&P Global Commodity Insights. Production declines in some member nations like Libya, Nigeria, and Iraq offset increases by Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait. It all adds pressure for OPEC Plus to jumpstart production amid the current global oil squeeze. Roughly 2 million barrels of Russian oil are currently stuck as a result of sanctions following the war in Ukraine. The EU is set to ban almost all Russian oil by the end of the year. In addition, U.S. oil production hasn't reached its pre-pandemic levels yet due to labor and supply chain shortages. At its last meeting, OPEC said it would raise its collective output target for July and August by 648,000 barrels a day for both months. We'll see soon if those numbers hold. The next number up is 2.2 million. That's roughly the number of travelers passing through airport checkpoints as of last week. That's according to the Transportation Security Administration. You can compare that 2.2 million to about 2.6 million for the same period in 2019, before the pandemic disrupted global air travel. So the number of people hitting the skies hasn't yet returned to normal. Meanwhile, airlines are struggling with flight cancellations and big stock declines. United Airlines Holdings said last week that it would cut 50 daily domestic departures out of Newark, a major hub for the airline. That's about 12% of its schedule at the airport. United said the cuts would help minimize excessive delays and improve on-time performance. Flight cancellations have been a broader issue as a pilot shortage hits the industry hard. Earlier this month, American Airlines CEO said a large number of retirements during the pandemic contributed to the shortfall, and the bumpy ride may continue. The stocks for all the main U.S. air carriers are way down this year so far. United has fallen about 18%, Delta about 34%, Southwest 16%, and American about 28%. Our last number is 64.7. That was the efficacy against symptomatic infections for a new COVID-19 vaccine from pharmaceutical companies Sanofi and GSK. That data came from a 13,000-person trial run as the Omicron variant of the disease was prevalent. The new vaccine could bring competition for Moderna and Pfizer, both of which have been the default choices for the vaccine so far. Sanofi and GSK both operate at a large scale and have wide reach across the globe. Plus, the data itself suggests the new vaccine may be a good option. In cases caused by the Omicron variant, the efficacy of the vaccine was about 72%. It's a surprising turnaround for the venture between Sanofi and GSK, which initially presented disappointing early data in late 2020. Now the companies have the opportunity to catch up. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, June 27th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.